Well, as you see, Pastor is in Africa today, so he has been preaching over there, and they are having a great move of God over there, and it is exciting to know that things are happening in other places just as they are here. So we're so excited that he got to be a part of that, and as he said, we're in this series of More Than a Feeling, and last week, Pastor spoke on what is love. And this week, he left me, how do I find the right love? So we'll go from there. But anyways, how do we find the right love? Well, when we find who we are in Christ, then we find the right love, because then our perspective is right. Because Philippians 4, 6 through 9, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding and will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You can find the right love by obeying these few little commandments by Jackie, you know. So the first one is speak louder than the devil. How many knows the devil likes to talk? Amen. I don't know if he talks to you guys, but he likes to get in your ear, and he likes to just start putting little things in there. And some of the things that he would say would be like, I will never find someone, or I'm too old, or there's no one in this town for me, or I'm not good enough. Or maybe he's saying, I have too much baggage, or I'm not pretty. And, you know, he will say this stuff to us because he's trying to convince us to buy into what he says about us. But how many know what God says about us trumps every bit of that? Amen? Amen. And the devil, he'll come, and before we know it, we're in the mirror on the, we'll get up in the morning, and we're feeling good. And we're in the mirror, and we'll hear that, you're not pretty. And you'll be like, well, you're right. I see all those wrinkles and, you know, and oh my gosh, you know. And he'll start early in the morning convincing you to buy into his lie because he wants to steal your dream. So that's why when he talks, we have to talk louder. And believe me, I can talk louder. You know, when he starts, you know, I may go, in Jesus' name, I rebuke you. But pretty soon it may be, in the name of Jesus, get behind me, Satan. Because if you're not talking back, you're buying into what he's telling you. You have to fight the good fight. You've got to be a good fighter, and you fight for what you want. Amen? So when he comes talking and bringing the negative and all this junk, we start quoting the Word of God, what God says about me. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. I know that God has good things for me, and he wants good things for me, especially in finding my spouse. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Some people think God doesn't want me to have anyone. How many's heard that maybe from your kids? Oh, they're just nobody for me. Well, yes, he does want you to have someone. That's a lie of the devil. In Psalms 37:4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. First, you have to delight yourself in him. And then once you're delighting yourself in him and you find out who you are in Christ, then you're ready for your mate. You're on the right track to thinking and looking at the right mate, you know. But if you are a mess, you need to deal with your mess before you find your mate. How many people have said, but when I get them, they'll change? Well, guess what? They're not changing, probably. So I'm saying, and if you have mess in you, why not go ahead and take care of that before you find your spouse? Go ahead and clean up. You know, when I have company coming, I start cleaning up. My house gets clean, you know, I start cleaning. So what we need to do is prepare ourselves. If you know that you have low self-esteem, why not start praying about that? Why not start taking care of that? If you know you have addictions in your life, then you need to take care of that. You need to go get in living free. Learn how to live free. Don't take that mess into your relationship, because it's never good. And then here's always this one, you know, just flat good hygiene, you know? You know, I've talked to some people and they wonder why I can't get a date. Well, because you stink. You know, just saying. So I'm saying you need to take a bath. Put on some good clothes, you know, put your nice perfume or your cologne on. Fix your hair. Ain't nobody wants to go out with no mess. Ain't nobody wants to go out with no mess. And I'm telling you, brush your teeth and floss them. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody likes to kiss a man or a woman with bad breath. I'm going to say it. Amen. Amen. So Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." The devil does not have authority over you. He does not have a right to speak into your life at what God has promised you. But he will try to come and steal that dream or steal that word that God has given you away. Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hanged on a tree.'" Maybe the devil is telling you that you can't find someone because of your family history, or maybe because of your past. Well, we break that curse off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Those words do not have authority over you. The word of God has authority over you. I know the devil, he would always tell me negative stuff. He was always telling me, "You're too old. Look, you have 3 wedding invitations on the refrigerator and 2 shower invitations. All your friends are getting married and you're still single." See, he loves for us to buy into that because he wants us to jump. He wants us to jump and do something that God didn't want us to do, because he always pushes us. He's a good pusher. Well, we got to be a good pusher too. You know, so, you know, the devil, he would tell me that. And so I was in a good relationship, but it wasn't a God relationship. So one day I was driving by this church and I would pray and I would cry because my heart was connected to what God had already, the calling that God had on my life. But you see, the devil will get us to try to run away from that calling. He's out to steal the good things that the Lord has for you. And I would cry and I'd be like, "Lord, I know I need to be there, God, and I want to be there." But I was connected to the thing that I was trying to make happen for me because I didn't want to be the only one not married, you know? So one day I just decided, I started praying and I said, "Lord, I don't want this anymore. I want to do what you have called me to do." Because you're never happy not doing what God has called you to do. I don't care what you do, you'll never be happy. And I probably could have got further in life if I hadn't listened to those lies. And then the devil, he loves a good pity party. How many knows that? Oh, wow, he loves for us to go a little lower, you know? So he'll start talking, and then pretty soon we have this little pity party thing going on. Well, it's time to talk back. It's time to talk louder than that. By listening to the devil, I allowed depression and hopelessness to set in. I allowed the devil to convince me that nothing good was going to happen for me and that God didn't have someone for me. But one day, I decided that the current situation that I was in, that I just decided, "Lord, I'd rather be single and in your will than with somebody and out of your will." Now, that's a tough decision to make. But you know what? If we really want to be happy, we have to make tough decisions. So one day I decided, I'm letting go. I'm going to let go. And so when I did, and when I let go, that's when I was just released. The devil couldn't use those things on me anymore because I had decided I'm not listening to this. So by doing that, I decided that I wanted what God had for me more than what I wanted for me. You have to want the things that God wants for you greater than what you want for you. Amen? Because he sees the big picture. So I quit having a pity party and I started having fun. You know, it's amazing when we shake off these things, shake off the negative, how much freer we are, and we can enjoy life, you know? So hope was restored to me, and I remember a word of prophecy that was given by my friend when I was 18 years old. My best friend at the time was a 67-year-old widow lady. She's a wonderful saint, just a prophetess. And I was at her house one night, and she gave me a word. She said, I have a word for you. She said, the Lord says that he is raising up your mate, and that he is going to be tall, and he's going to be dark hair, and he's going to be a preacher. And I went, really? So, you know, the devil always likes to get you to already get in that negative thought, you know, really. So, but I knew that word, but this was years later that that word come back to me, that I remembered what had been given to me. And so I hung on to that, and I knew that God was going to do that. I just had hope restored. And little did I know, at the time, Hans was 12 when I got that word. So believe me, he was raising him up. Amen. Amen. So not only do we want to speak louder than the devil, number two, you want to stop being desperate. How many have seen desperate people before? Amen. It's always the girl that smiles the biggest in the crowd. You know, at the guys, or the guys that's always like, you know, whatever. But those are desperate people lots of times. So you want to wait on the Lord. You must trust the Lord and wait on him to work it out. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. God is not for you. He is, God is for you. The devil is against you, but God is for you. He's not against you. It is God's will that you have a mate, because in Genesis 2:18, it says, then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, fit for him. Amen. So that right there, when the devil comes, you say, nope, it's right here in the Word of God. This is what it says. So I'm going to give you a little advice on dating here. So when you're out dating, probably we're talking about being desperate here. So if you're out with someone and the first date you say, I want to get married, you look desperate. And your chances of getting that person are pretty slim, probably. So don't do that. Not on the first date. You don't need to say, I'm getting married. I want to get married. Because you don't even know the character of the person. You haven't gotten to know them. So how do you know you want to marry them? You know? So we got to get to know who we are dating. So if you're desperate, you go in all the wrong places looking. The devil, he'll push you. And when you're desperate, the enemy, he always wants you to settle for the things that he wants you to settle on. But when you're walking with God, he will give you the peace. There'll be a peace in you. The Bible says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What you need to do is you need to make a list of what you want in a mate. You know, that list may look something like a Christian, loves family, loves to laugh, likes adventure, loves music, good looking, enjoy the same interests, and loves to give me gifts, you know? Just throw that in there. So, but you need to make that list. What's some priorities that you're just not going to bargain on, you know? There's priorities that we need to set that we don't bargain on. So when you find someone of like interest and on the same level as you spiritually, you need to find someone that is on that same level. Because when tough times come, and they will have someone to pray with you and for you. And you need that. You need someone that you can talk to that they don't automatically just check out. You know? You want somebody that is on the same level. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with the wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Hans's grandfather always said, anyone can make you a wife, but you better be careful who is the mother of your children. And what he is saying there is the character of who you are with matters. Because they are pouring into your children. That's going to be the role model for your children. So it does matter. So you want to find someone of good character. The devil will come and try to make you take out of your list. He wants you to settle out of desperation. You know, well, so what? They're not a Christian. They will be after I get them. Whoa. Red flag right there. That's not always the case. But the devil says that's not a top priority. It is a top priority. Maybe it's somebody that loves family or wants children. Maybe you want children. And they're like, nah, I'm telling you, these are things you need to keep on your list. They're not bargaining things because you already don't have the same view on things. So the devil always is wanting us to settle. And maybe you're older. Maybe you're older and maybe you're a widow or something. And the devil will say, he'll come and he'll be like, you need financial security or you need a companion. What's the first thing that happens? Then you start looking desperate because he wants to push you into relationships because of a financial thing or a companion. No, know the character of the person because you have to love them. You need to love them to have a relationship that will work. So don't take off of your list. So here's a question. Am I satisfying myself or am I and my needs? Or should the question be, what is their character? Am I really looking at the character of a person? Do they have roaming eyes when we're out? Do I look and I'm like, did I see them look at somebody? You know, if you're seeing something that goes on and on like that, or when I'm with them, something just isn't right. I don't know what it is. It's just that feeling. I don't know what it is. Those are red flags. You need to be paying attention to those things. And then if you're in a relationship and they are constantly pushing you out of the boundaries to where your values are now being at stake. Do they constantly push you toward the edge that, you know, now your values are at stake? Are they pushing you to do things you're not comfortable with? When they start that is a huge red flag because they don't love you. They just want what they want. So you need to be careful. But God wants you to have good things. And he doesn't want us to be desperate. But also, he wants you to quit being a hermit. That's number three. You got to quit being a hermit and you got to get out there. Say amen. Proverbs 31:10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Here the word virtuous means strong and uprightness and integrity. The term virtuous comes from a Hebrew root word, which means to dance or to twist. Because to twist refers to strength. When you twist a rope together, it becomes stronger. And so it's just like when we were in Palm Springs, we were going on this cable car and we were going up. And Hans is like, man, what is going to hold us up here? Well, it was the wire that was twined together. It could hold a lot of strength. So when you find a virtuous woman, you want to find a woman that is of good virtue, that is strong, so when you do get together, it is someone that makes you stronger, not weaker. Amen. And ask, is this a person that I can dance the dance of life with? Amen. You want someone that you just love and that it just makes the dance, it makes life easier. It just makes life easier. Proverbs 26:7 said, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. The Hebrew word for faithful means trustworthy. Someone you can lean on, someone you can confide in, and someone who supports you. I think everybody should want that. Want somebody that they know that they can lean on and they can count on them. You know, I remember one day that this is how I met Hans, is that one day the Lord spoke to me and he said, go to this certain church. And I'm like, no, I don't like this church. But I heard the Lord again say, I said, go to this church. So I'm smart enough, I've heard the voice of the Lord before, and I said, okay, I'll do it. So I went and I asked my mother. I said, Mom, would you go with me to church? She said, sure. Where are we going? I said, we're going to this certain church. She said, you don't even like that church. I said, I know. I don't know. I said, the Lord just telling me to go. So I went to that church, and you just have to know these little country churches, how they are. So we came in the door, and just as soon as we come in the door, it's Sister Jackie, come play the piano, you know? And I'm like, my Lord, that's another reason I don't like this church. You know, I didn't get set down, you know? So, but anyways, I went up, and wouldn't you know, Hans was on the platform playing that nice red guitar. And so he pulled out the piano stool for me. And later he said, you should have known I liked you because I pulled out the piano stool. I'm like, you got to talk, man. You can't just pull out a piano stool. You have to talk. But, you know, I trusted the Lord and got out of my comfort zone. I went somewhere I didn't necessarily like, but it was somewhere God wanted me to be. Now, when I'm talking about getting out of your comfort zone, I'm not talking about going to bars. I'm not talking about going to the wrong places. When I'm talking about finding somebody, you need to stay in the house of the Lord. You need to stay around good things. Stay around what's happening in the house. I went to the right place, and Hans and I, after we got to dating, we found out we're on the same page. We believe alike. We knew that we wanted family, and we knew that we wanted to do ministry because we talked about those things. So when you're going to find somebody, you need to come to church. I don't know why it is that, you know, the devil will tell you, don't go to church, because he don't want you to find a good person. Amen. You know, you may need to volunteer. We have all kinds of things happening on here. Volunteer. That way you're around people. You know, join a life group. Get in there. Join that life group and become a part. And you will find somebody. But the devil wants you to sit home on the couch. You know, well, there ain't nothing happening on that couch. I'm just telling you, you got to get up. Get in church. You know, come, man, rejoice and enjoy life. You know? So now I'm going to give you some boundaries on how to date. Amen? Okay, we're going to date intentionally. Don't date anyone you wouldn't consider marrying. Intentional dating is the opposite of recreational dating, which is dating for fun or for sexual purposes. You need to be intentional about this thing. Don't just be dating somebody to go out there. The devil will try to get you hooked up with them. Because your feelings get connected. So already know what you're dealing with before you even get in there. And date non-sexually. Make a decision to set boundaries on physical affection. Make sure you set strong boundaries to prevent compromising situations. If you can't handle kissing and your fence just falls down, then you don't need to be kissing. I'm just saying. There's no kissing. No kissing zone. You know? If you can't handle being in a place alone with a person, then you don't need to be alone. You need to date around somebody. These are boundaries that are good for you. You know, the fence will keep you protected. And so I'm just telling you that if you're in positions that causes your values to be compromised, you say, no, devil, I'm not falling for that. You can call me weird, whatever, but I'm not falling for that. You know, because he wants to make that sound weird, that I'm not going to be alone with somebody or that I can't kiss. Well, everybody is not like that. But some people just can't handle affection without it going way too far. So put boundaries up. Date by faith and not by fear. When we date by faith, we trust God to bring us somebody. But when we date in fear, we're desperate. We're desperate and we'll just find anything. So date to explore and not to impress. What am I saying? I'm dating to find out the character of a person. And I'm not dating to impress them with my clothes or my perfume or my car. I'm dating them to find out the true person. Haven't you been around somebody that, oh, you just couldn't wait to meet? You just like, oh, I know, they are the nicest person, you know? And you meet them and you're like, oh, my God, they're horrible, you know? They're nothing like what I perceived, you know? It's because we only saw surface, you know? That's surface. That's surface. And that's why when we're finding somebody, we go deeper than surface. We go to the character, the heart of a person. You got to get back. And that's how come it takes time sometimes to know that character. And it's okay. It's a process. And that is a good process that we have. And Hans and I prayed together every night. We prayed together. We went to church together. We had long talks about the future together. In Proverbs 31 and 30, it says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Amen? Amen. So the conclusion is, we're going to talk louder than the devil. We're going to stop being desperate. And we're going to quit being a hermit. Amen? Amen. Amen. But the most important thing today is that you have found your first love. What am I saying about that? I'm saying, have you met Jesus? If Jesus is not your first love and you've not accepted him into your heart, you need to do that today. That will start your foundation out solid. You need Jesus to help you discern through things, you know, because we need to pray for discernment. I'm telling you, when you're dating, you need to pray for discernment because you need it out there, because the devil is out there to deceive you. And it's up to us to pray and to seek the Lord about those things. But if you haven't met Jesus today, today is a perfect day. Today is the day to find that love. And it's unexplainable. You have to experience it. Amen.
Thank you guys for watching or listening online today. I pray this service was a great blessing to you. You know, the greatest question you'll ever be asked in your life is, are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you serving the Lord with all of your heart? You know, my main goal in preaching, my main goal in providing these online services is to see people accept Christ and come to a vibrant relationship with God. So right now, if you've never accepted him into your heart, why don't you pray this prayer with me and ask him in? It's that simple. You just say, Lord, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. And God will make a dramatic change in your heart. And let's pray this right now. If you are ready to accept the Lord into your heart, you want to ask him in, just pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name, come into my life. Come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. I give you all of my sin, all of my past, and I pray you wash it away and make something beautiful of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer, I believe God has come into your life and has done something amazing in your heart. Continue to follow us online. We would love to continue to be a blessing to you and your family.